Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
I'm Erin Fairbanks, host of The Farm Report. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
We're back. Welcome to Mike Edison Birthday House, my second annual 50th birthday party, joined no less by my Judy McGuire's back.
Happy birthday, Mike.
All right. Woo. Oh, we're going to have some fun tonight. It's going to be a real hootenanny today, right live from Bushwick. We've got One Shot Bill and his very heavy friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill, what's going on? You're taking out the trash, yo.
Taking it out. Happy birthday just for you, man.
All right. Who else is hanging around, Judy?
We have Matt Verderay.
All right. Some heavy trash.
Woo! And the fantastic John Spencer.
All right. Can you dig it? You guys want to just like get right into the music and start out?
Yes, please.
It's a party. Happy birthday, me. Let's rock and roll.
Yeah. Blow out the candles.
I'm a pretty kiss and garlic with your drizzle, Missouri. They up under my eyes, she whispers in my ear, yeah. I can't read her nerve than an apple shy. All I could see was a meaning in it. I got a tongue tied. Ooh, I got a tongue tied. Yeah.
Baby, you gotta tell me.
I love you, yeah. Little one day at the candy shop, I started popping like a papa, gonna papa, give it zero back to the hot sweetie pie. All I could see was a meaning in it. I got a tongue tie. Ooh, I got a tongue tie. Yeah,
yeah,
I love you. Love my baby and she loves me too. I'm the flat top harness and it takes me to. I get in and she drinks her feet when she looks me in the eye. All I could say was a meaning in it. I got a tongue tie. Ooh, I got a tongue tie. Yeah.
Yeah, try to tell me.
I love you, right? Was a meaning in it. I got a tongue tie. I got a tongue tie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me.
I love you. Yeah. Baby. Honey.
Honey.
Oh, baby.
Baby. Oh, honey.
Yeah. Oh, tongue tie. That'll flat get it. Yeah.
Bloodshot Bill.
All right, Bloodshot. This is the best second annual 50th birthday party I've ever had.
And you look younger today, Mike. Have you been moisturizing?
Well, you know, I put the moisturizer on the gloves. I sleep with the gloves on. On my head. I sleep with the gloves on my head.
Nice.
It's a trade secret. Well, you're looking good. I haven't seen you in these parts in a long time.
Well, I moved out to Queens, and it's kind of hard to get
Queens, I've heard of it.
something.
Well, it's been a long time. We're glad to have you back, Judy McGuire. I'm glad
I
didn't change the theme music because I knew you'd come back.
I was wondering about that. You could just cut me out.
You got to update your website.
You did change a lot.
I'll tell you what, for all you kids out there in Radio Land, Heritage Radio does have a brand new website. It's happening. And this is going to be, I think, our last Arts and Seizure of the summer. We're going to take a little break until the fall. We're coming back for our fifth season, McGuire. Okay?
So you're coming back.
You know, you got to be in it to win it. I'm coming back. You're going to be in Queens.
This is a three-train commute for me now.
All right. So in the fall, I'll be here, and Judy McGuire will be listening.
I'll be listening at home on my lanai.
So, Bill, you've been out on the road for a while. What's going on?
Yeah.
You went all around these parts.
Yeah, all around a whole bunch of parts. And I was just on the road
everywhere,
with... Yeah, I was just out in Europe with Heavy Trash.
Heavy Trash!
Who are those guys?
Who are those guys? Hey, they're right here!
That's right.
That is a segue if I ever heard one. Should we do one?
Oh, 50% Canadian.
Nah.
That's right. Yeah. One more percentage point and we could get on
So, John, you going to sing one?
No, I think Matt's going to sing
Matt Verderay!
Yeah.
All right, this is a new one. It goes out to Rocio, my wife. It's called The Female Form.
You might be impressed by the way I'm dressed when I breeze into town. You might think I'm cute in my custom suit, but in New York I'm just another clown. And so I traveled all around the world, across the ocean till 100 hearts were torn. I got myself a real devotion to a thing called a female form. Man, it was bad. I couldn't stop myself, I had to try each one. Yeah, it was sad, but that's over, cause I'm done, done, done. I found a girl who is a real thing. Sweet bourbon, baby, not a wine cooler up in your dorm. Yeah, I drink a glass of my sweet ding-a-ling. That's my baby, oh yeah.
The female form.
Female form.
Female form.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Female
phone. Female
phone.
Female. And now I'm home. Yeah, I should have been here the whole time. I got sold. Because I know that she is
mine.
And so I say to you a goodbye, girl. It's been fun, but I tattooed my baby's name in a secret place, a private place. And now I'm never gonna be the same. Oh,
the female foe.
The female foe.
The female foe.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The female foe.
The female foe.
The female. It's
out of sight.
The
talking about
female phone.
Female phone.
Female.
That's my baby.
Matt Verderay.
All right, cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha. You guys give me cha-cha-cha?
Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, that's right, cha-cha-cha. Can't you dig it? Woo! Judy, I'm having the best birthday ever. It's because of you, Judy, because you're here.
I think it's because they're here.
You spiked your
drink. Judy, are you going to sing a song
it's
for me?
Birthday, but maybe you're feeling a little bit lonely sometimes on your birthday.
Surrounded by all these Canadians, how could it possibly? How could I possibly feel lonely?
I don't gotta do nothing.
Oh, you don't have to do anything, but we like it if you did.
Can you guys do a little of Whitney Houston so Judy can sing for me?
What is it?
I only know. I believe the children are future. That's it. That's it.
All right, Judy McGuire.
I'm not a professional musician. Probably hard to believe.
And
look at this dude over here. He's loving it.
This is that John. That would be the awkward day table. Judy, are you relishing? This is good. This guy is like, I don't even know which is more disagreeable to him, his date or the actual check that just arrived.
Have you seen the date's face? She is not happy.
She is pissed because he wants him to sign the check. He's texting. It's a fucking disaster.
Oh, man.
It's a complete
She's
catastrophe.
She's going to kick his ass.
These people need some Canadian love. Canada, where the beavers are from.
Hey,
pass me that box.
All right.
Where's the drumsticks at?
All right, here. All right, there you go. There's.
Yeah, what are you going to play?
All right.
What do you want to do?
John, let's do you need this. A seat?
No.
There you go. All
right. You want to sit down here? No.
That's all right. John's getting behind the drums.
Yep.
What's
up? I'm going to get back to my drink. Because it's my birthday party!
Happy birthday, Mike!
Woo! Birthday house! Birthday house! Second annual 50th birthday. You do the math. I'm 100. That's close enough for what you guys are going to do.
I'll do this. I'll just do it on the acoustic.
What's on it?
Should I just do the Man in Love acoustic?
Bloodshot Bill, what's the name of the new record?
There's a new record coming out soon on Norton. There's no name yet. I just passed by Norton and passed off the a bunch of tunes for them.
But if someone wants to go to the record store, what's the name of the most recent record?
Go check out Shook Shake. That one came out recently.
Norton Records.
Norton Records. Our good friend Norton Records. And a big shout out to our friends Billy and Miriam. Because we love them to death.
A lot of love to Billy Miller.
By the way, they said to say hi and happy birthday to you.
Well, all right. All right, a birthday from Norton Records.
That's not what they said.
Birthday house. It's all right. That's what they said to the Canadian guy. Canadians are so nice.
Yep. Tell that to Louis Riel.
Like a mean lover, I'll be sitting around and figure out why you let me down. I'll trail over the mountains and valleys too, trying to find me someone that looks like you. Said I don't know why to say you just see fit. Maybe you'd like to see me, baby, in the glowing in the moon up above. To shine down on a man. If someday you get blue, call me up and I'll come to you. I won't come walking, baby, and I'll come flying. I'll be laughing and I won't be crying. Said I don't know why to say you just stay free. Baby, you'd like to see me, baby, in the glowing in that big moon up above. To shine down on the Lord. Happy birthday.
Beautiful. Good job, Bill, ladies and gentlemen. Bill, where are you performing next?
Oh, yeah. But this is on the internet. It doesn't really matter if I'm playing in New York, right?
Yeah, worldwide.
Yeah,
international.
Yugoslavia.
Mars. Arts and Seizures.
Pluto. Saturn.
We're bad. We're Jupiter. International. Outer space. Intergalactic. We're going to Pluto, baby.
Yeah.
We're going to Pluto. We're going to Rigel 7. We're going to Rigel 7. So, John, aren't you in another band besides this heavy trash?
No.
No?
What's going on with Boss
Hop? What's going on? We got to try to finish that record. That's what's going on. Thank you for asking.
All right. Now you know. You heard it here first. Arts and Seizure. Oh, man.
It's
what
a party.
It's a scoop. It's a scoop out off the press. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
In. Seriously,
and
Bill,
all
where
the
you
ships
play?
At
where
sea.
Come on. Tell people where
well,
you play.
Well, if you're in New York, I'm going to be in New York August 22nd at Union Pool.
All right.
With my band. So a rare appearance of my band, The Hiccups, in New York.
Bloodshot Bill and The Hiccups.
I usually come
August
here solo.
22, yeah. Union Pool, Brooklyn, New York City.
I will see you on 22.
Hiccups is a really good outfit. Really good outfit.
We have good outfits too. Sparkly shit.
Can you swear on this? Yeah. I thought you said hiccups. That was like a Canadian swear word.
Fuck is just like a comma in Canada. Yeah, fuck. No, fuck.
You guys are so nice. What do you got? You got one for us, Mr. Spencer?
Yeah, let's do this right now. Well, you come home a feeling for the knob on the door. You better pick up your feet. I'm gonna tell you no more. You're gonna tell you I'm gonna tell you some more. You gotta leave that junk alone.
Drink water.
No, the lady's hot.
Drink water.
You don't wanna be inside.
To drink water.
You better lay down the bottle and pick up the pot. You better do H2O. Well, your eyes are bagging.
a Bloodshot Red. It's been a week or two since you've been in bed. You better listen home, but what I said, you better leave that junk alone.
Drink water,
Lord, the ladies have
drink water.
Put on
drink
the top,
water.
Put on the bottle and put on the top and take the cool H2O. Oh,
let's go.
If you promise me that you come home, I said I'll buy you anything you want in town. If you leave that junk alone,
drink water,
Lord, the liquor's hot.
Drink water,
you better lay down the bottle and put on
drink
the
top. Drink water,
oh, I'm gonna feel the ride. I'm leave that junk alone. Leave that jug alone.
And you dig it.
That was fantastic.
Hey.
Grab this box.
All right, I'm back on drums.
And John was able to play that well and sing that well while squatting.
Yeah, it's stooped like, over like a shrimp.
I will give you my chair. I feel bad.
No, it's all right. I got to do my Kegels.
Okay. Your Kegels must be in killer.
I had my Kegels. I had my Kugels.
You know,
and my baklava.
I know a place over there in Gramercy where you get your vagina steam for $85.
I heard about that, V-Steam. Yeah. Hey, I just want to say how great it is that Junior McGuire is back here to take over the Arts and Caesar show. Because I've been listening at home, and it's we can say shit on the radio?
My birthday house, and here they are talking shit about me. Yeah, Judy's back.
Do you want to do, Bill, how about that?
And it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Let's do talk about sitting with you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So he's got to. Oh, no, your drums, right?
You got the other half of my drum set?
Where's the other half? What's the other half? Oh, this. Here. There.
All right. Thanks, Ringo.
Ready?
All right, kick it out.
Yes. Ah, Virginia was the one I love.
Yes.
Oh, honey was the chick who
yes.
Hey. Oh, baby, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, honey, would you want my heart?
Yes.
Now, baby, was the chick who
yes.
Hey. Oh, baby, yeah. Hey, I'm crazy about you.
Yeah.
My darling. You got me dreaming up a baby night and do. You got me kicking up a baby night and do. Loving you. What could it have been true?
Ah, man. You got me dreaming up, baby, night and do.
Right.
You got me kicking up, baby, night and do. Loving you.
Could it have been true?
Judy McGuire always said she'd come back if I booked some cats on this show, but you had no idea.
Just as good.
Holy cow. Happy
nobody's
birthday, birthday
me.
House. And as always, it has been the fastest half hour on the internet.
That's
today. Can
crazy.
You believe it?
Is that it?
It's crazy. All right, well, we're going to say goodbye to everybody in Radio Land. We're going to see you in September. It's been Mike Edison Birthday House, second annual 50th birthday party with Judy McGuire.
Happy birthday.
All right, I want to thank St. Elizabeth in the booth. Thanks, Liz. And of course, Bill Bloodshot Bill. dig it. Well, we'll gotta see you guys. The good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise. We'll be back real soon. For everybody at Arts and Seizure, the Heritage Radio Network, Mike Edison, see ya!
Bill, Bloodshot,
John.
Don't you have a special birthday message for Mike Edison?
I want to say,
Tell me, Bill, tell me! Come on, Bill.
You know that thing you rehearsed?
Don't be breaking my heart.
I want to tell you something, friend.
Listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Awaili, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.